From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. European Justice and Interior Ministers holding crisis talks in Brussels today to discuss ways to coordinate and tighten security checks at the member states' external borders as an emergency measure following the Paris attacks. Meanwhile, the manhunt continues for Salah Abdeslam, one of the suspected terrorists on the run since those attacks killed 129 people. Belgian authorities conducted 9 raids Thursday in several parts of Brussels and detained 9 people. U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Thursday to pass a bill that would require top U.S. national security officials to certify that each individual migrant from Iraq and Syria is not a national security threat before granting them asylum. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
Supporters and opponents of the bill to restrict the flow of refugees from Iraq and Syria staked out their positions during a passionate debate on the House floor. They included Republican Doug Collins.
But we will not welcome terrorists.
And Democrat Loretta Sanchez.
Refugees are not the enemy.
The purpose of the bill is to keep Americans safe in uncertain times, said Homeland Security Chairman Michael McCaul.
We are a nation at war. The world was reminded last week that Islamist terrorists are seeking to harm our people, destroy our way of life, and undermine the foundational principles of the free world.
Migrants from Iraq and Syria who want to come to America are already subject to the toughest screening procedures in the world. Cindy Sain on Capitol Hill.
For the first time in 24 years, Somalia has an embassy in the United States. Former Somali embassy in Washington closed in 1991 as Somalia descended into civil war and chaos. This is VOA News. 2 Palestinian attacks targeting Israelis killed 5 people Thursday in one of the bloodiest days for Israel and a nearly 2-month-long wave of Palestinian stabbings and other attacks. A Jerusalem holy site known to Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and to Jews as the Temple Mount has been at the heart of the violence. The main Islamic organization in Israel has been behind a campaign alleging Israel is trying to take over the site. Israeli officials have banned the organization, accusing it of inciting violence. Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard is set to be released from a U.S. prison today, but his desire to move to Israel will have to wait. 61-year-old Pollard, a former civilian employee of the U.S. Navy Investigative Service, was sentenced to life in prison in 1987 after pleading guilty to selling classified information to Israel. Former U.S. Director of Central Intelligence James Woolsey once opposed Pollard's release, but now says he does not think that Pollard did was as significant as originally thought.
I know of nothing that Pollard stole, whether it went to a third country or not, and I know of nothing that he stole and stayed in Israel that damaged the United States at all.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked the U.S. to allow Pollard to move immediately to Israel, where Pollard's second wife lives. Pollard became an Israeli citizen while in prison. Chinese security forces killed 28 terrorists, state media say, during a weeks-long search for those who carried out a deadly attack at a coal mine in the country's ethnically divided Xinjiang region. The report published today was the first official confirmation of the gruesome September 18th attack on a coal mine in Aksu Prefecture, which officials said killed 16 people, including 5 policemen. Following the attack, the assailants fled into the nearby mountains, prompting a massive manhunt. President Obama is in Malaysia for a gathering of regional leaders expected to focus on economic issues, terrorism, and territorial disputes. Mr. Obama, who arrived in Kuala Lumpur today, is joining the leaders of the 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and other world leaders at the second of a pair of annual summits. Security has been expanded throughout Kuala Lumpur amid reports of terror threats by the Islamic State. Most of those in attendance at the ASEAN summit are coming from the Philippines, where they took part in the annual meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC. Both gatherings, which typically focus on economic issues, have been partly overshadowed by global efforts to combat terrorism.
That's the latest world news from VOA.